Hello and welcome into Emergency App News and Information on topics that shape the Community Foundation world. I'm your host, Eric Ozempa. Well, as promised, we have David Cass here from the Council on Foundations to talk about the amazing Charitable Act. Welcome in, David.
Oh, glad to be here, Eric.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on the show. I do want to talk about David's bio here a little bit, and we're going to, of course, ask him some gratuitous personal questions because we always do like to do on the podcast. David is the Vice President, Government Affairs and Legal Resources for the Council on Foundations. You've worked extensively across the aisle to move policy that advances the greater good. Most recently, you were the president of the Council for a Strong America, a national bipartisan nonprofit that unifies five organizations comprised of law enforcement leaders, retired admirals and generals, business executive pastors, and prominent coaches and athletes who promote evidence-based solutions that ensure our next generation of Americans will be successful, productive members of society. Now, there is a very long sentence. I loved it. And you also served as acting assistant secretary for congressional and intergovernmental relations at the U.S. Department of Housing, worked on Capitol Hill. You have a master's degree in public affairs from Princeton's School of Public and International Affairs, a master's in political science from the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and an undergraduate degree from Amherst College. One of the wonderful tidbits about David that I loved here in his bio is that he likes to do triathlons, consistently finishing in the bottom 50%. So I love that you're doing triathlons. True. Yeah, it's awesome. What did you want to do when you were an undergrad at Amherst?
I didn't have it all worked out, of course, like many people, but, you know, to work, I was interested in public policy issues and the thought of working in Washington and working with Congress was something that really interested me and excited me. So I feel very fortunate to have been able to do a lot of interesting things.
So you were always kind of wanting to be in the political space, it sounds like. Is that kind of a gravitational
policy,
pull for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So what are you listening to? Like, what books would you recommend? Anything you, TV shows, podcasts, anything is fair game here. So it could also be your secret talent too. So, you know, we throw those
out.
I don't know.
Well. Secret talent. I think folks are going to have to probably wait a long time for that. Let's see. I have been reading a book about called Cuba in American History. Which is very interesting, just, you know, the hundreds of years of history and in Cuba and the U.S. relationship, and I've been enjoying that.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been watching New Amsterdam on Netflix, which is entertaining.
Yeah. I like when somebody brings kind of a pop culture reference. We have a lot of people usually go to kind of erudite things and want to talk about books they've read related to the field or something like that. So pretty awesome. So what, are you an American history buff? Do you really like American history?
Is that kind of your thing?
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we are actually going to be talking about the Charitable Act. But first of all, I want to know a little bit about your background in the Community Foundation space. Like, how did you find the Community Foundation or the Council on Foundations, if you will? Because you're not just talking about Community Foundations, obviously, in your role. So.
Right. I mean, the Council on Foundation obviously works with private foundations, community foundations, whole range of philanthropic giving across the country. And I've been in this position over 3 years. And, the thing I love about working with community foundations is, you know, folks really know the communities. I mean, it is just kind of an amazing relationship. And I think that that's one of the things we always share with members of Congress is, you know, these are folks who really understand your communities and are very helpful, can be very helpful to offices about what's going on and how do you increase philanthropic giving. I just love working with community foundations.
Yeah. And specifically, is there a specific thing in addition to kind of your policy work or your legal government affairs work that you really find? I know you talked about community foundations knowing the community and that sort of thing. And are there other aspects of that that you really enjoy or appreciate of your role and your work?
So, it is very fun to be able to share the stories of what our members are doing with Capitol Hill. And because there's so much good work that's being done. And, you know, as we know, there's this kind of narrative of, big givers and that elites and all that stuff. And to be able to share, no, look, in your district, this community foundation did this thing which made such a big difference. And so sharing those individual stories is really nice.
And is there a
working on now is actually trying to gather more stories from our members to be able to share with key policymakers.
So that's great. I was going to ask you about the Charitable Act now next. So tell us about the Charitable Act. Like I've been reading about it, and I'm sure some of the other colleagues that are listening on the podcast know a little bit about it. But if you could give us the detail and kind of how it came to be so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, look, we know that the United States is one of the most charitable nations in the world, and that is a great thing. We want to continue that. And in 2017, when the Tax Act passed, it changed the deduction. Instead of it being about one third of people at the top who get a deduction for making a charitable contribution, now it's about 10%. And so what we're trying to do since then is say, look, we want everybody to have some incentive for giving, right? This shouldn't just be for people at the top, as many people as possible. So the Charitable Act, which was introduced by two senators, Senator Coons and Senator Lankford, would say that it would expand the charitable deduction for those folks who don't itemize, and it would allow up to one third of the standard deduction. So about like $4,500 for individuals and $9,000 for joint filers. And it has a bunch of co-sponsors. So it is really bipartisan legislation. And I think it's a very important step forward in supporting everyday, you know, really average people people who are able to give in their across the country.
So this would be, as I understand it, it's a below line deduction. So, you know, basically that means for those people who are wondering, so the deducted, these are deductions after the taxpayer determines the AGI or average gross income, correct? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that way that, so people would qualify for this incentive.
So as I understand it, it's almost like you could take your standard deduction, and right now it stands at $13,850 for individual filers. I was about to say flyers, but hey, filers, and $27,700 for married joint filers. So that means that would be on top of that standard deduction. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Actually, I can see that going to a lot of good. And like you said, I mean, when you talk about the standard deduction, you're really probably looking at a very small percentage of people who are itemizing right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that is exactly the issue is, we want to expand it to everyday givers.
Yeah. So what's the next steps? Like what happens now? Enlighten us about what happens with these bills and that sort of thing? Because I'm pretty woefully naive, and I'm sure others are too.
Well, I think the most important thing is that folks just communicate with their members of Congress and say that they think this is good legislation, and encourage them, if their members of Congress aren't already co-sponsors, ask them to be a co-sponsor. Because the more widely members of Congress are familiar with it and are co-sponsoring, the more likely it is to move forward. We know that in this Congress, right, there's a lot of partisanship, and getting things to move are challenging. We know that this bill is not, low cost, right? So getting anything that costs money is a little bit more challenging. But I think if members of Congress hear from their community foundations, hear from the community that this is one that should move forward, right? It's bipartisan. It's going to increase charitable giving in your district or your state. So I think that's the most important. And as for timing, we just don't really know. I think it's unclear what's going to happen with any tax legislation coming up. But I think the most important thing, as I said, is for people to really talk to their members of Congress, tell them why this is important, and how it will benefit their community.
So again, a naive question. So you just call your congressperson and say, hey, would you like to, would you be willing to co-sponsor this bill? And we encourage you to co-sponsor the bill. Is it a letter form? Is it an email? Is it a call? You know, what would you advise? I'm curious.
Whatever is easiest for you. You know, I mean, email is fine. If you prefer a call, I mean, I think, you know, some folks have worked very closely with their members of Congress, right? Mm-hmm. Other folks less so. So, you know, if you're less comfortable, just give them a call, you know, and just say you want to talk to the person about some tax issues from your community foundation, and just tell them, hey, look, we hope you'll co-sponsor this. Email is fine too.
Okay, and then about general pieces of legislation or bills that come up. I mean, can you speak in broad terms, like generally what happens? I know you can't speak specifically about this, but can you speak more generically about what would, what should, or what could happen? I mean, not necessarily for this bill, but generally.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the old days when things were less partisan, you know, you'd have the committee would take a look at it, and then it would, then the full, the House or the Senate would vote on it. And then it would sort of go through the what they call the regular order, regular process. You know, these days, things tend to get slipped into other bills that are moving forward. So that's why it's so important that, you know, if there is a vehicle, another bill, a big bill, say it's the big budget bill for the year or something else, that, you know, if it has bipartisan support, sometimes things like this can be put in. So. So that's my guess of is what's most likely. It's just, you know, it's really hard to get an issue that isn't super, super pressing or you know, widely that has a high profile to go through the regular process. So so yeah, I mean, you know, we'll be looking for any possible vehicle that it can get put into.
So generally, nowadays, it seems like back in the old days, it would be that they would kind of debate this and go back and forth, and this would be one singular issue they might be debating. And instead, now we're rolling things into larger bills. Like you said, the budgeting process or whatever. Is that a fair statement or is that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they would always put sometimes things in other bills, but I think it's more common that pieces like this get put into much bigger bills.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell me about, like, is this, obviously you're dedicating your time to this. So there are other issues that are maybe on the horizon. I know I don't want you to, you can just say mum's the word, but I'm curious to know if there's other things on the horizon there that you all are kind of always working on, maybe in generic terms or more specifically.
Sure. I mean, we know that the last Congress, the ACE Act was introduced, and that's something it hasn't been reintroduced yet. But we're certainly tracking that. You know, we've worked really closely with community foundations to share some of the concerns around that, about how it would add complexity to the process. And we worked with 11 community foundation CEO members to come up with our own recommendations. You know, those recommendations are on our website. And just try to be more common sense stuff that what we heard from community foundations, like, you know, look, we're not saying that everything is perfect around donor advised funds, but we are saying that, you know, if you make it much more complex, it's going to be people use it, the vehicle, for a reason, because it really works. And let's not mess that up. So so that's, I think that we're going to continue to be working on that. We've got some other legislation, what we call post-graduation scholarships. You know, as I think you know, many community foundations do, they'll provide a scholarship to somebody after they graduate college as a way to attract them to their community. Unfortunately, now the person would have to pay tax on that. Yeah. So we actually have bipartisan legislation that we worked on in the last Congress. We're trying to move forward this Congress to say, you know, it shouldn't be taxable, right? Just, I mean, if you're in college and you get a scholarship, you don't have to pay tax on that. Why should it be any different if you're, you know, after college? I think it's a powerful tool that communities can use to attract people to their area. So that's another piece of legislation we're working on. So those are a couple of things.
And just to refresh people about the ACE Act, that was the limits on donor advised funds and payout rates. Is that correct? Or can you illuminate that a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. They were proposing to this, you know, this whole complicated regime on, not being able to, That would just make having donor advice funds much, much harder to move forward on, and having very specific, you'd have to pay out within 15 years, and there'd be, ones that before the legislation would be grandfathered in. So you'd have to track those. And if they hit a certain amount of money, they would be exempt at community foundations. But when they hit a certain amount, and so you'd be having to track different kinds of community foundations in different ways. And we just certainly, overwhelmingly heard from our members that this is not the right way forward.
Yeah. Very complicated, obviously. And you do have those recommendations on the website too for the Council on Foundations, so people can look those up, and I'll put those in the show notes too as well for the podcast. I have to say, I commend you on the post-graduation scholarship policy stuff. If that actually does come to fruition, that's pretty exciting actually. So wish you the best of luck with that one. So we'll see what happens when that comes down, I suppose.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And that's one where there's not really much opposition. It's just trying to get it, because nobody's saying, well, that's a bad idea, why should we do that?
Yeah.
And we have members on both sides of the aisle in the House and Senate. I think it's just, it takes a while to educate enough members of Congress that it can get put into some other vehicle and move forward.
Yeah. Well, David, anything to add about the Charitable Act or anything else that you're working on?
Well, I think the only thing I should add is that, if you are interested in taking action, what I should have said is that we actually have an action alert on our webpage.
Okay.
That just gives you some talking points, some ways to make it easy for you to reach out to your members of Congress. So, please feel free if that's helpful to look on our website for that.
That's fantastic. Again, I'll put that in the show notes too, as well, for everybody, and I encourage everybody to get involved and check it out. At the very least, educate yourself about what's coming up and what's out there. Yeah.
Because it gives a quick summary of the legislation too.
Exactly. David, thank you so much for being on the program. And I really appreciate your time and taking out time. I know you got a busy schedule, so I'll let you get back to your work, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You
take awesome. Care. All right. Thanks, David. All right. So that was David Kass, VP of Government Affairs and Legal Resources on the Council on Foundations, joining us today just to talk a little bit about the Charitable Act and some of the other things that are coming up in the government policy field, and the kind of exciting stuff about the, at least for me, I think the postgraduate stuff is pretty cool. So encourage you all to check it out. A couple of other announcements that I do want to mention. The annual National Conference for Growing Community Foundations is seeking out proposals. So if you want to get involved in that and you do have an idea for a program that you want to offer during the conference, I certainly encourage you to get involved. So you can submit your proposal by April 7th. The proposed theme is Strengthening Practice, Broadening Connections. And as you can imagine, there are so many other topics there that you can probably flesh out with that broad theme. So it will be in person, the Wichita Marriott in Kansas. So you want to make sure you can get to Wichita, Kansas for that conference too, if you're looking to submit a proposal. And then the AdNet scholarship, the Farabee scholarship is out there, and they are looking to offer scholarships to people who have been in the development field for many years. So you are going to be rewarded with a scholarship you can use at any sort of learning venue. So the Farabee scholarship is a very generous scholarship. You need to submit that by March 15th. So please make sure you're on that, and you do submit that by the deadline, so you could be considered for a Farabee scholarship. And then, we're just so grateful to have David on here so quickly for the turnaround with this kind of short little snippet of Emergent CF, just so we can get a little bit more about what we can do for the upcoming Charitable Act. Thank you, as always, for joining the special snippet here podcast. Thanks to Andy Epler for our intro music, and thanks to David Cutter for our outro music. Reach out to us at emergencyf@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments. Thanks so much.